Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Orlando. Tired of battling the mighty pollen? We've got your back. Aspire Allergy and Sinus offers lasting allergy relief so you can chuck those temporary fixes and savor that sweet, sweet taste of victory over pollen. With same-day results and tailor-made treatment plans, we've turned the tables on allergies. Aspire patients enjoy relief that lasts for years. Schedule your appointment today at AspireAllergy.com. Turn your daily sneeze-a-thon into a breeze with Aspire Allergy and Sinus. Go to AspireAllergy.com.
Yes, the reason we're here is because the winners of the Glens Scottish Premiership and Championship Manager of the Month Award for February have been revealed, Paul.
And it goes to?
Stephen Gerrard's the Premiership Manager of the Month.
Yeah, but the one we're all excited about is the famous Dick Campbell signing.
Yes!
I agree with it.
The best part-time manager in the world. Would you go with that?
I don't bother. I couldn't tell you. We are part-time, certainly, and there'll not be very many part-time managers in a full-time league.
Yeah. But this is Paul, 36 award for
36.
This man.
36, where is he going to put it? You know what I mean?
I need another mantelpiece.
By the way, I've seen this.
My wife's very polite. She says, you've only won one a year. That's very nice of Glenn's, by the way. I'm very impressed.
No, deserved, Si. Absolutely amazing. And my goodness, I want to just say this to Nu quickly. I've obviously seen an interview with Si on it before, and massive, but what an unbelievable man, Simon.
Yeah. What I mean, we just sat here for 2 hours, mate. Two hours ago.
Most humble guy, honestly. I kind of wait to get in about this today, Simon.
Yeah. Right, well, I'll just ask you about the form in February, Dick. What was upturned in Fondunta? Did you change something?
Well, do you know, in the first 9 games, we took 5 points.
Mm. I was worried for you.
You were worried.
I kept saying that.
My chairman, I'd actually, you have to be very honest and say you have a relationship with your chairman. And I've got a great relationship with him. But 5 points in the cold light of day, 5 points out of possible 27.
Pish.
That's flattering. That's flattering.
What does that do?
But can I also say to you, in the games, and I keep telling everybody, all young managers as well, you got to have a good relationship with your chairman, and it was a very, very wrong statistic. You know, I think we'd lost 5 games out of 9 with a goal. So, see when you're getting beat 1-0 or 2-1 or something, there's no a lot wrong, but there's something wrong. And we defended, we were very, very, very unlucky. Started off the first game of the season against Hearts, and Robbie would tell you, Ardo should have won the game. So I didn't panic, and over the years, and history tells you this with me and my staff, I like the windows. There's no point in threatening your players. Don't threaten your players unless you can carry it out, right? So I brought in 5 players, and the biggest tool you've got is this power of selection thing, and what will motivate a player more than me shouting, swearing at them? Is somebody wanting their jersey. And that's what changed the whole team round about. But there wasn't a lot wrong, Si, honestly. And then we kicked on, didn't we? We played 2 day boys, Jake Duncan and Ben Williams. Started them. Dropped a couple of regulars. And that went doing really well because I was watching the reaction to it doing it at Queen of the South. Queen of the South scored 2 goals. I hadn't sat back in half time, 0-0. I hadn't sat back doing my seat, 2-0 down. And then I made a change. Sandy Stewart's boy, Scott Stewart, come on and did an Alf Dupper, you know, for the Hotspur.
No.
Give me the ball and I'll win the game for you. Uh-huh. He beat Shear for Folk and rattled it in the corner. And then we scored an equalising goal and we should have went on to win it. And that's when it all kick-started. So that wee bit of belief in them.
See, that do you think you could make the playoffs this season?
I wouldn't be interested in the playoffs. No. Paul, honestly, the last thing on my mind is playoff. But I'll tell you what's on my mind. It's third boat. Mm. That's so I couldn't care less about playoffs. Playoffs for Adworth.
Yeah.
Part-time club and a full. I would love to echo Alloa's statistics. Mm-hmm. This is this will be their fourth season in the league. And they should be, you know, you should look at what Peter Grant's done and Jim, you know, the manager of St. Mirren before that. No interest in playoffs. And I'm sure every Adworth fan will be the same.
He's telling us this in the dressing room amongst himself.
He wants to win the league.
He fancies himself.
I could tell you right now, son. Huh? I'm not interested. And seriously.
So do you never set goals, like higher goals than that? Like, is it always just staying in the league?
Well, you know, unofficially, we ended up in the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, we could have been in the playoffs last year. But we weren't there.
Does it come at a stage in the season to when you know you're going to be safe and then you say to the boys, right, let's see if we can get in the playoffs?
Well, that's different.
Yeah.
No, that's a different ballgame. Mm. At the moment, we're sitting, I think you need 33 points to get. We're sitting with 21, so we've got 12 points to get out of the next 8 games. So, you know, 24 points going, 12. That's what I think you need. And my players know that. But it's the most boring answer ever. We'll take each day as it comes. You have to take each day as it comes. Do you know what you get? You get 3 points. We've got 8 games left. We've got 4 against the top teams away from home. And we've got 4 against the so-called bottom teams at home. So, yabby day, let's get on with it. You need some good players. See, I keep trying to tell you, everybody, I've always had good senior players in my dressing room. All through my football career. When you look at the Jackie McNamara's and the Norrie McCarthy's and the Craig Robertson's, all been great players. Andrew Todd's, Harry Kearney's, Roddy Grant's, Mark McCulloch's. You come to...
It's an ugly bunch, that, isn't it? Good players, but ugly
you
bunch.
You think Gavin Swankey, Bobby Lynn.
Yeah.
He aimed his buckets, for goodness sake. What? And he went for the job to keep himself fit. It's a reality check up. See all these players that want to be full-time guys. I was full-time as a player. Didn't make me any better player. But it should. That's the way it is, I think, that. There's a place to be is you've got to want to win things at the end of the year, Simon. Mm. Denny, I'm saying to you, and I might be two-faced here, saying I'm what I finished third bottom, but you've still got to want to get players to win games. And it's the greatest feeling in the world. I've not got any problems with it. If I pick a team and we get beat, it's my brother that picked it. Right? If we won, it's me that picked it. He's not here, so he's not going to.
This is just a wee personal one. See, have you learned anything from Walter Smith or Sir Alex or anything in the management game?
They phone him. Alex Ferris used to phone him for advice.
I would say to you, I've been very lucky. I was 23 years on staff, and I met a lot of people from Mourinho, Alan Shearer. Alan Shearer, I put shoes. I was the assistant coach.
Is this at the SFA you're talking about?
At the SFA. Uh-huh. And when you're in these circles, you move in these circles, and you get to know a lot of people. Craig Brown's a very close friend of mine. As is Walter. I signed for Dundee United in 1970. And Walter was in charge of the group of boys in Seafield Road. And even then you could see the leadership qualities that he had. Walter, I always ask a question to Walter. How do you coach a winning mentality? And it's a very difficult question to answer. How do you do that? But didn't he phone him on my behalf, because he'll be cheeky. He'll turn in and say to me, Dick, I wouldn't know about these championships you've won. I've never managed in that, did he? You know? And when he says to me that, I feel like going and sticking one right in his chin, you know? But again, he realises the time to work and time to play when we're chatting. You couldn't depend on anybody else with his experience on telling you what to do, and Archie Knox is the same.
Have you ever
Walter will remain a friend of mine, and hopefully a lot of years.
Have they ever been to Magaluf for you? What on Archie?
No, Archie's been at Magaluf for us. No, why? He wouldn't go to Magaluf. He's, he's across the world, isn't he?
He'll be Monaco or something when he finishes.
He'll be away in Monaco or something like that.
Would you take this man to Magaluf for you?
You need to add jacket after it.
Do you think I'm looking quite cool today? I've dressed up for you.
I think you're looking magnificent. That style's coming back.
Yeah.
What style is that? what would you call it?
I don't know what I would say.
Bond,
to
him. Bond,
Ian would get away with that.
Bond.
What do you think yourself? What would you?
I think James Bond.
Was it based on what?
I like that Daniel Craig.
He's went for the Dick Daniel Campbell bonnet.
Daniel Craig, and I love the bonnet. What the look that is.
You've signed boys in Magaluf, haven't you?
I have. I signed Simon Donnelly. He remains a good friend to me to this day. Great player, great lad. The important thing is, Ty, is that the first thing you've got to do in the management side is recognise the players. Recognise their strength. And I mean their inner strength. Are they decent boys? Are they honest boys? Or when you're standing in a Saturday and you're shouting to the sidelines and the ones that are no playing, you can feel the knives in your back, you know. You've got to recognise, get rid of them.
Get them out, poison.
Get rid of them. That's what I was saying to you about the senior players. I've always had great senior players in the dressing room. For Rab Douglas Dunn. And you know what that gives you? Is that the young boys watch, the young boys we've taken for Rangers and Aberdeens and Dundees and Dundee Uniteds and the Hibs and the Hearts, they'll watch how big Rab gets himself set up for a game. And it's reflective on how they play. So then at half time, you know, I very rarely have anybody ever even talk back to me because it's hilarious if they do.
Because it was Hilson that was the new signing that
tried. What happens is if somebody talks back to me, apart from not liking it, I immediately use my experience and I'll turn in and say, wait a minute, son. And I'll say to my brother Ian, well, Ian, see, when I was doing the team talk before the game, did you hear me say that Dale Hilson can talk back to me? No, you never said that, boss. I didn't think I did. I'll then go to John Young and ask the same. No, he didn't say that in Rabbles. So I'll turn in and say, what are you giving me grief for? What are you talking back to me? I never asked you to talk back to me. Just shut up and listen. And that's him beat.
I rather than
you've got to have a bit about you where I argued with every single manager that I played for. Whoa. Me and George Mackey used to fight in the warm-up. But that was the way, it's all changed now. It's all changed. We used to say in the team talk, hit that goalie early on in the first minute. You know, he's a this and he's a that. Or he's a coward, or this, that, and next thing. And then nowadays, right back, right centre back, left centre back, left back, up to the left back, to the left back, to the right back, into the midfield player, they fancy it back to the goalie. It does my head in. Yeah. I'll never play one up again.
Boring, innit?
Well, you'll never play one up again.
I've told my brother, stick that. That's why we only had 5 points, because we played one up, and I'll never do it again. I'm telling you now.
So, why did you change to one up?
Because we finished the season last year and it was a necessity to get maybe 3 points or something. And we drew 3 games and it was reasonably successful in as much as we had quite a lot of possession in the game. And my brother was very happy with it. You are trust implicitly anyway. But I didn't fancy it. I didn't fancy it. I'm not going to do it again.
I think you and him would have hit it off. I think if you'd had a manager like Dick.
No, definitely.
Been a superstar. I think so. Uh-huh. I would have changed the bonnet, but I would have... I would have seen that. Kim, I would have seen that. I had a black jacket with a white collar and maybe black and white check shorts.
Shorts.
Just to.
He'd go, eh?
Me and the sled boy would take over and I'd leave. I'm telling you now.
Yeah, are you going in the summer?
You're going to.
Can I please come?
We're here. Honestly, your team talks are fabulous. I'm telling you now. Because there's nothing preempted or anything like that. We just. I says to Ian this day, Ian, you take a team talk. And just to get a freshness. You know what I'm talking about? So yeah. Get a freshness. So Ian goes in and starts telling us, he's right, see the day, boys, it's about a local derby. And he stands up and the kid's on his Barry McGuigan and he's saying, like, so, hey, came at Barry McGuigan, does he hits you when you're no looking and all the rest of it. And you get around the back of him, and then you kill him and all the rest of it. And you put the daggers in. And that's what you do, and then you step back up. I'll show you what I'm talking about, Gaffer. So he gets me up to start. And I start farting about with him, and he starts a bit of shadow boxing and all the rest of it. And he stops and he starts talking to the players, and I just kind of let him have one right up. And he went down, and he wasn't the police, so he got up and jumped on him. So the two of us were all grappling about. And the two of us got up, and we're all, suit was all marked and all the rest of it. And the players were on the board, and the rest of everybody put their stats.
I think you could go on and be the next Dick Campbell management-wise.
Nah, Simon.
Why?
I'm on the same level as this guy. This guy genuinely blown me away today. But do you know, Dick, do you know what I'm... Mayor, okay, I'm still thinking about Magaluf now, that mm-hmm. we're going to be...
Magaluf?
Is it? Can you tell me some of the best stories that's happened when you were there? One you can tell.
Feeling the midday drag? Break free from the allergy blues with Aspire Allergy and Sinus. Our dedicated team understands that every moment matters, and allergies shouldn't steal your focus. Picture a day without the constant sneezing and congestion. At Aspire Allergy, we specialize in personalized allergy testing and advanced treatments, ensuring you stay on top of your game. Take charge of your productivity. Visit AspireAllergy.com to schedule an appointment today. Aspire Allergy, where your midday revival begins.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
What funny ones?
Bobby Lynn.
Well, I could tell you about Bobby Lynn. John Ritchie was my best pal, God bless him, and he passed away 2 years ago. And John was with me for years and years and years. Big Rab played for us, but took over the goalkeeping stuff. But every year we would go to Magaluf and John Young and me and Pink, and we would end up in the piano bar for the over 60s. You know, it was all 60s music and a wee bit of, you know, a wee bit of movement in the
shoes. You snake it, so you got a bit dick,
isn't it? Oh, no, absolutely no problem with that.
Was there older women there as well dancing?
Oh, for goodness sake. We've got a lot of friends who are there. Got a lot of friends out there, and a lot of pals. We've been gone for 20 odd years. But I always remember going there, and we won the championship, and Bobby Lynn was in the piano bar. Now, what is a 31-year-old doing? He's trying to cut the boys' grass, isn't he? He's standing there. So I go in there, and I say, so is he? So he was up giving it, playing by the rivers of Babylon. He's giving it plenty. Bobby's giving it plenty of that. That had a wee tap and he should have. And I said, hey, you wee. Get yourself to Gaffer. I says, Gaffer, nothing, excuse me. By the river. So I got his dress. Oh, and he wasn't happy. Oh, he wasn't happy. Oh, because all his pals had been to go away for a walk and try up a strip and try and find it.
Do you go to nightclubs with boys in that?
Can't we go down in a nightclub?
So every night you're in Magaluf, you'll go to the nightclub with the boys?
No, they'll come with me. they'll come with me. Aye, it's not that type of, seriously, Magaluf isn't what you think it is. I think it's the funniest. I always remember one thing, I'm no kidding. I'd been getting, my teeth are now magnificent. Oh, when you look at it, seriously, when you look at it,
you've got
a wee thing with a Gibson SR, you know? A wee bit, how's it going and all that? It's brilliant. I remember one time, I had two, you know, they're all been screwed in and all the rest of it. By the way, my wife thinks she could have bought a kitchen instead of me buying the ATV. So I remember it was a bridge with Sheena and the family, you know, and I was lying sleeping after a serious hangover, right out in the poolside, you know, and there was two or three birds that we knew, you know, one of them was a cracker, you know. Anyway, typical, I'm lying like that, I'm out like I couldn't with Rob and John and Pink and John Ritchie. And Pink shouts at the birds, I mean, no, I'm from Aberdeen. And they tell me that they were there because I'm lying there in the teeth of it. I'm
hanging out.
Oh, no, they're all slack. Oh, what a shocker it was. And I got a wee dint for John Young. Dick, the birds are there. Put your teeth back in.
That's sensational, man.
Oh, it sure was. Super. But they're not screwed in you. They can't come out.
That's brilliant, man.
But that is amazing, mate.
That's what's going to it.
I taking the team away at the end of the season, they all have to go. That was the bit I loved. You ain't no pulling out of that trip.
What happens if somebody does pull it?
Well, just pull out. They didn't get any money or no?
Nah. Oh, last wee bit, because he's a celebrity now as well. You Soccer Saturday interview. Oh, over brilliant. A million hits.
I mean, we need to get this guy on Instagram, on Twitter. I mean, you've seen Mourinho and all that score it now.
With the speedos
on. Massive hit.
Yeah.
With the S's. The speedo. Well, I didn't. I know Jeff. Jeff was. I can't remember who I was with, but he's always been pretty good to me over the years. And my son Ross played for me at Forfa, and he was top goal scorer a few times in the league. And I used to come over all the time. And my wife Anne Marie would say, "Well, she would find out if you're watching."
Soccer Saturday.
And Ross Campbell scored again. And then, see that game of last week when we won? My wife wasn't sure about the. I was on Soccer Saturday at 1 o'clock. I didn't even know what was going to be on, but the amount of people that have watched it. My wife tells a great story. She was through making the dinner and she wasn't sure what the score was. Now she heard Jeff Sterling saying, "And Dick Campbell's team scored again." So she was fair delighted about that. And I think it's come across the right way, as you say, called it, Paul. It's a bit of fun. Yeah, seriously, life. Yeah, seriously, I've lost my brother and my sister and my mum and dad and the wife's mum and dad and all the rest of it. You're not here. Yeah, I know it's quite a sad tale, but for Christ's sake, go away and enjoy yourself. And, you know, what the hell's all that about? You know, I just didn't get it. I just didn't. This pandemic's another thing.
And your two boys are going into it as well.
Aye.
Is it going to be a legacy, the Campbells? Are they going to take
Paul,
on?
I remember Paul. Paul played for Dunfermline when I was manager at Dunfermline. He was a great lad as well. And he works for us here in Ian's recruitment company. And Ross and Ian, they're fit. They're brought up in football, sir.
Yeah.
It's football environment. And that's what we do. My grandson comes out every Thursday with me and we batter the ball against the wall because that's what I did when I was younger. Me and my brother Ian and my big brother Peter, the captain in the army, passed away and my young brother Dunk, the four of us, my mum would paint the hall. We didn't have anything. We never had a thing when we were younger, never had a key to the door or nothing. We never had the backside nor brakes. In fact, we were that poor. Somebody broke into your house in 1964 and painted the hall. seriously, but that's the way it is, and I'm happy. I can't wait till the next game comes.
I was arguing with the two of them. We played Montrose this year.
Yeah,
they're just like they two.
They never
shut up, man. The full game.
No, Ross doesn't shut up, does he?
No, he doesn't shut up, man.
He's like that in the house.
We were arguing. Some team. I ever want his fantasy five aside team, Paul.
So retired players, Dick. Your five players.
The five players that I want in my team.
Yeah. Your dream team. One goalie, four outfield.
I'll tell you who's knowing it. Only Coyle. Oh. I'm the only guy that signed him and he got me the sack. I'm telling you something right now. Coyle, you're knowing it, right?
How did he get you a sack? Was he homeless?
Well, I sat up a pint. I had done 1,000 for him from Motherwell. For Dunfermline. They never scored a goal for me in 14 games. Slaughter him every time I see him.
Slaughter him.
Right. My goalkeeper, pick it up.
Yeah.
Has to be biggest the cat.
Biggest
didn't he call him the cat for his energetic ability? He shites on everybody's gear. you can bleep that one, right? my right back's McNamara.
Jackie.
Oh, he absolutely.
Machine, wasn't he?
He was, for me, he was a reflection on his own character. When we arrived, Chucky Scott was there before us, and Chucky had just introduced him. It wasn't Elise that introduced him. Elise takes the credit. He wasn't there, really. No.
Was Leash a good player?
Aye, Leash a good player.
Was he, huh?
Lee, I was there, I played that night, so did my brother.
He's a handsome man, isn't he, Leash?
Oh, it was a horrible break. Fibby and Tibby are visible to the naked eye. Big Jim Jeffries, you couldn't fault him for going for the game, but me and Leash were playing centre half that day.
Right.
Aye, Jim and I are good friends, so is Ian. But he's not playing in my team. he's not playing in my team. He's not good enough. My right back is Jackie McNamara, magnificent player. I'm going to play a 2-2. My striker's Roddy Grant, right? Make note.
St Johnston legend, isn't he? Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Seriously. Roddy Grant. I tell a story of Roddy Grant. Oh, it's a great story. Roddy Grant got a free for St Johnston, right? And I'm the manager of the Breaking. And he's away doing his badges. And I'm the assessing coach, right? And Roddy gives it the first day. Hi, Dick. Because he'd played it at Breaking before, you know, on loan in the Saturday night. I actually sold him when I was manager of County B. You're getting it long. Brian Clough was at Leeds longer than I was at County B, right? So he says to me, Gafford, what is Breaking doing next year for a striker? Couldn't afford to you, Roddy, could you? Oh, well, I says, what's happening? He says, I'm going to talk to Carlisle and I'm going to talk to Irgin. So then the week nothing happens, right? And then just about, it was a 2 week coaching course at that time. So on the Friday, I said to him, you heard to Carlisle, your son? No, I haven't heard yet. Ah, we're right. And our week passes, nothing happened. He says to me the last day, he says, give me money, you pain. I says, what kind of money am I paying? I says, whatever you're worth, Roddy. I says, I've got my budget like you've got your budget. I says, I'll be looking to give you 200 quid. Gaffer, I need double that. I says, what you need and what you're getting, so different things. I'm telling you now. That's the lot of top players, 150. I'll give you 200 quid, right? And after a couple of days passed, so the phone goes. Obviously, they're not happening. So he says to me, Gaffer, can we do a wee bit with the money and I'll come and play at Breeding? You know, I've got a job, I'm a stone mason. That's what it is. We trade on the rest of it, big road. And I says, nah, the deal's 200 quid, Roddy. Take it or leave it, son. I'll take the 200 quid. I says, right, I'll give you 300 quid. Oh, Roddy talking about it this day. I says, I was niggy then. I wanted him to come, you know. I gave him 300 quid. And that's the sort of the thing that you do. Oh, Roddy Grant, who's my two midfield players now?
Yeah.
Ooh, let me think. Goal scoring midfield player. I'm going to go with Gavin Swanky.
Good player, Gavin.
Gavin Swanky is as good a player as I've ever signed.
Technically very good, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this might shock you. Andy Todd.
Andy Todd, was at Dunfermline?
Andy Todd, big Toddy. Magnificent player.
Was he?
So that was my back two. Andy Todd and Jackie McNamara, right? And my front two would be Gavin Swanky and Roddy Grant. Now, we're at Magaluf with Dunfermline, right? And Derek Payton says to me, hey Dick, hey Dick, as we barely used to talk to you, know. I says, what is it? I'm watching Nacho. McNamara and Todd were only 19-year-old. They're at you all the time for money and all the rest of it. What's going on? I hope you're not getting the money and they're going drinking and all the rest of it. I says, I'm not wanting money for drink. They spend all their money in the go-karts. That was brilliant, honestly. It was a big 25 quid a time. Oh, that was super. I was at Baker Wednesday.
Oh, what a day. Dick, what a man.
Yeah. I think Glenn's a magnificent achievement.
I mean,
I've got a few bottles there I could split through all the staff, you know.
Brilliant. Well,
thanks very much for your
time. Cheers.
And also, hey,
sorry, my staff need to be thanked. My players, no bother my ass about it. It was the staff.
Hey Dallas, tired of battling the mighty pollen? We've got your back. Aspire Allergy and Sinus offers lasting allergy relief so you can chuck those temporary fixes and savor that sweet, sweet taste of victory over pollen. With same-day results and tailor-made treatment plans, we've turned the tables on allergies. Aspire patients enjoy relief that lasts for years. Schedule your appointment today at aspireallergy.com. Turn your daily sneeze-a-thon into a breeze with Aspire Allergy and Sinus. Go to aspireallergy.com.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said. Done.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.